Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Magellan, and welcome to the Magellan Show. It is the 22nd day of 2015. We won't be saying 2015 for very much longer. We're just a few days away, about a week or so from the new year. Can you believe it? We're almost to 2016. I was just thinking about how when we started this program in the summer, the late summer of 2013, and how time just flies by. And, you know, and that's the way it is with so many things, how we just move on and keep on. So we have a lot of plans for 2016 for this program. And in a year that I believe will be a year of great change, some for the better and likely some for the worse in terms of global affairs and the things that are going on in our country and really around the world. We are at a crossroads, and I think it's important that you understand that and that I understand that. We are at a crossroads. And I never knew or never realized how much free speech really meant and how important it was and how vital it is to our way of life. And when I say that we are losing our freedoms and our free speech, I mean it. We are. Does that mean that we have no freedom? No, I'm not saying that. We still have freedoms that we enjoy, and I thank God for that. But we are sadly and regrettably losing them. When you broadcast and speak out for truth, and you incur censorship for what you say, and what you say is many times just reporting the news. But if it doesn't go in line with the liberal agenda, and if it's not palatable to them, even if it's a true, you know, true story, you know, no hype, no nothing, just straight to the facts, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. It's at the point now to where they will censor you and that they will block speech. This is where we're at today, which makes it harder and harder to carry out the tasks that lay before you, to be able to carry out the vision that our founding fathers had and the framers of this Constitution. You know, I don't want the word Constitution or the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence to be words that are considered unacceptable to say, because they should be considered and by all people, a tremendous and monumental set of words that all Americans should hold dear. I've noticed that when you say the word Constitution or Bill of Rights, that you are considered ideologically out of touch with the mainstream, unless it has to do with a liberal agenda. I'll give you an example. You want free speech, and if it happens to be on a conservative topic, well, get ready, because suddenly you invoke the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and they'll say, well, you're living in the past. But if you are saying, hey, I think it's great that we have illegal immigration, and it's a constitutional right, which it's not, I'd be like applauding you. Absolutely. This is the world and the society in which we are living in. And you can go back to your cocoon, and you can hide, and you can get into the things that you do that will distract you and numb you from that fact, but it doesn't mean that it isn't real. And we are at this point in our country experiencing, well, many are experiencing what I call the ostrich effect, where they know what's going on. They know that free speech is being taken away from us. They know that there is censorship going on by all of the major media conglomerates, from Google to YouTube to Facebook and everything else. Oh, but let's just bash Christians all day long, and that is totally acceptable. Not by me, but by the mainstream. That's when it conveniently becomes your freedom of speech. This is where we're at. This is where we've come to. But the ostrich effect, where it sticks its head in the sand. Are we like that, where we would rather stick our head in the sand, where as long as it doesn't affect us, then we're okay? We've got everything under control. I was just thinking about a year ago. Well, it's been that long. Time zips by, but maybe it's not been that long. But there was a family that had their Christian family that had their children taken away, and there were many that stood in solidarity, with the family, and thankfully and thank God that they got them back. But and it was over something that was so insignificant. And yet there are families all day long that cause their children to live in conditions that are totally unacceptable, and CPS never goes in and does anything. But in that situation, there were so many that just kind of disconnected from it, because it wasn't affecting maybe their lives personally, so it wasn't relevant. And we've come to the point, and sadly, even within the body of Christ, where we have moved into a state of complacency, and most of all, where we just don't really care. Where we just don't, it just doesn't matter to us if it's not affecting us. And you hear the news stories about what is happening in, let's say, the Middle East. There are those that have literally been killed for the name of Jesus Christ, beheaded at the hands of these barbaric jihadists known as ISIS, the Islamic State. Christians killed all over, the most martyred of all religious adherents, Christians. And we think about it, it touches our heart momentarily, but that's where it stops. We see the battles that we have here in our own country, how they are taking nativity scenes away. Just, they're gone. I mean, everywhere, just taking them away. And really a war on Christmas. And I know there's a tendency to say, well, you know, it's just one nativity scene. It's just one cross. We took down this one cross because this one religious group was uncomfortable. Don't want the cross. I mean, you know, selective tolerance, selective freedom. Does it bother you? Does it bother you? It bothers us when it affects us. That's what happens. It bothers us when it affects us. And that's the situation. And that's where we're at, you know. So in these times, we are to to ask God to prepare our hearts for whatever it is that He would have, whatever He would have for us, and how He would direct our paths. You know, the Bible says that when we trust in the Lord, when we trust in Him, when we seek His face, He would be found. That He would make our path straight. That He would go before us. Know that He is the one that will do that in your life, if you will allow Him to work in that fashion and in that way. But without a doubt, we are moving in a time that the Bible speaks about. And if you read the prophetic writings of the Apostle John, if you read the writings of the prophet Daniel, you will see that we are being ushered in a time that's not like been that hasn't been like any we've ever experienced before. You may say to yourself, "Are you sure? Are you sure we are living in that time?" Well, as we look at the scriptures and the prophecies of the Bible, it's very difficult not to see that it is happening. That it is happening right before us, right before our very eyes. And for that reason, everything looks different. I was actually reading an article on the news just a couple of days ago. And I believe it was in Sweden. And how that there is an implementation of this technology that is going to be, well, it would be very tempting for many to take part in. And I want to go into further detail about this because I think we need to be aware of it, especially these days. But for those of you that are just joining us, This is the Magellan Show. 646-929-0709. Our email address is contact@magellanshow.com. You can find us on iTunes, type in the keywords Magellan Show. Our website, of course, magellanshow.com. Check us out over there. IQDcalls.com, they're posting our programs. We do appreciate that. And we are also on, as well as Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and other sites. Find us on YouTube, Magellan Show. That's how you'll find us on YouTube. Just type in the keywords Magellan Show, and we'll be on there. We are now, it is 12:21 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are now bringing in our YouTube audience at this moment. So welcome, YouTube listeners. But I was talking about a technology that is being implemented in Sweden, and it's biometric technology. Now, we have heard for a long, long time about the RFID chip and some of the concerns surrounding it. At the same time, it's a very appealing technology because what some of these, you see, Sweden right now is in a mess. They are in a real mess because they do not know how to handle the massive influx of refugees that in most cases have not been vetted, have not had criminal background checks. As a result, crime has gone up astronomically in Sweden. So this RFID technology is beginning to be rolled out in Sweden. Yeah. So what they're going to do, and they're talking that they would start out, and they've started out with just a small number of people at this high security apartment complex where they would no longer need keys or cards to be granted access into this complex, but would merely swipe their finger. And with that implanted RFID chip, it would recognize that particular person as a resident of that complex, and they would be granted access to the facility and to all the other amenities that it offers. Sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, you know, just swipe your finger. We know now that this is not new technology. The bigger issue is the ethical questions and concerns, and also the willingness for implementation. Now, let me throw something out at you. We've known for several years that RFIDs have been in existence, but let's say you're living in a country like Sweden, which was once a country that had probably the lowest crime rate in the world, and now suddenly crime is going up. Oh, but it couldn't be from the refugees, could it? This massive influx of refugees that haven't been vetted. But anyways, we'll put that on the shelf for a second. But you have this kind of problem, and it requires a solution. It requires a solution. And if you have a solution to a problem, and it becomes politically expedient and politically advantageous to offer a solution, well, you got to have the problem first in order to offer the solution, right? I mean, it's been said before that if you've got a hammer, then every problem is probably going to be a nail, right? You get the idea. And I would say that society would be mixed in their emotions on accepting this kind of technology into their body. But wait, when you have fear gripping your heart
when you have concern raging within you on how you'll make it, how your family will be safe in light of all of the terrorism, of being terrorized, I think that the number would be quite overwhelming in favor of such implemented technology. There was a survey, not an official survey done, but just a very casual impromptu survey done where Christian young people, I'm talking about millennials and below, so we're going to say under the age of 30, but especially late teens and 20s, early 20s, mid-20s. Those that actually knew the Bible, in fact. And virtually none of them knew anything about the book of Revelation or of Daniel or of other such prophetic books within the Bible. Words like the mark of the beast, the tribulation period, one world government, all of that, not in their vocabulary. Now, am I demeaning that generation, saying that they just don't want to study? No, they knew the Bible well in many respects. But for some reason, that got skimmed over. I don't blame it entirely on the millennials, but on a society and a culture and a global movement to block out, to censor, if you will. You see, history is very repetitive, my friends. And isn't it curious how all over and all throughout the ages that when a society wanted to dumb down, for lack of a better word, the population, whether it was just the general population or a specific age group or even a specific religious group, that the key would be to prevent certain pieces of information from getting into the minds of those who need to hear it. But why and you know, during World War II and other periods of time that, you know, you had censorship, things were blocked, you had propaganda machine in full gear. That's why even now in places like North Korea that, you know, total blocking of various well, not various, but all forms of media. And then for those of us who are in the West who feel that we have that free flow of media, it may not be blocked and done so in such an overt way like say North Korea and other places, but it's done through the means of propaganda. Right? That's what happens, you know. And that's where we are now. So we have to stand up for our freedoms. And we have to say, look, you know, we want to be able to exercise our freedom in all ways. But the generation that is coming up right now has been victimized by this kind of effort to filter information, Oh, it's not just done in society or at a state level or city level or national level, but it's also done and probably just as prevalent in the church. That's right. In the church. And we have a a bunch of folks that are attending church of all ages that no longer hear messages out of the book of Revelation, out of the book of Daniel, out of the book of Ezekiel. They don't have a grasp on what it means when you say, hey, you know, Jesus is coming soon. There is a such thing as a second coming. There will be a great tribulation period. There will be a mark that you're going to have to decide whether you're going to take or not, called the mark of the beast. And the Antichrist will rise. All of these things. And much more. The word sin, you know, is suddenly a topic that, you know, it's not dealt with or addressed. And so we're moving around aimlessly, and I'm saying we need to get real. We need to get our heads on straight, you know? We're going to lose our generation in so many ways. Spiritually, socially, in so many areas. There is a cultural war and a spiritual war. And like I said, if we're not careful, we'll fail. Now, Jesus says, trust in me. And we are to put our trust in him. We know that he has overcome the world. And you will never conquer the challenges and the adversities that this world will bring and its oppression as long as you look toward man's interpretation of victory. It only comes through knowing Christ and in the power of his resurrection that we can get the answers that we need. And that is something that even those on a political level need to understand. And you can have politicians that can get up and talk tough words, and it sounds really, really appealing. But unless they base their belief structure on Christ, the cornerstone, then they themselves are not going to have a government that will be on a sure and firm foundation. As we move towards the election process, we need to think about that as well, you know, when praying for the right person to vote for. Not just the one who, is just spewing a lot of rhetoric, but one that will champion the cause of the righteous, of the believers, not because they're trying to just appeal to that block, but because they themselves understand the message and have it within their hearts and lives. So this is the Magellan Show, a little bit different program today. Really didn't cover any news articles today because I just wanted to talk about some things about how our free speech is just hanging in the balance, and many of our freedoms. And so we must, because we're all affected by it. We're all affected by it. And if some of you haven't been, you will be. So I'm thankful that at least at this moment we are able to broadcast, and I appreciate that. But let me say again, if you say things that are not totally politically correct, well, they decide. They decide. And but we pray for a good year ahead.
pray for our radio program. I this is like a ministry in many respects, although we do, you know, deliver you some good information news-wise. But pray for our program. Many of you listen for a long time, and we appreciate that. Ask you to support what we're doing if you're so able. Just go to our website, MagellanShow.com. Click on the donate button. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You do it. Get on there and support what we're doing. Many of you have listened to my program for 2.5 years, and you've never supported us financially. I'm not asking you to give a gazillion dollars, but you listen, and you say, oh, well, I can't afford it, but you can afford other things. And you listen, and you get information from this. You glean from this program, and we deliver messages of truth. We deliver the Word of God. We give you unfiltered news. And we do it regularly, you know, without deviating, without. And so I'm asking you to support what we're doing. Go to our website, MagellanShow.com, click on the donate button, and do a end-of-the-year gift if you so feel so led. And I believe that when you give, you always get back. You know, and we don't do it for that reason, but we always do. You know, it's better. It's just a fact. You know, we all experience that. And look, I want to thank you all for listening to the program. We'll be back here on Thursday. We will have a Christmas Eve program. So join us for that on Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. We just had a later program today, scheduling issue here. But we'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening. Thanks to ikdcalls.com, podbay.fm, and all the other stations and websites for posting us. We're on YouTube. Find us, Magellan Show. We're on iTunes. Search us out. MagellanShow.com, our website. Thanks so much for listening. God bless all of you. Have a great day, and we'll be back here Thursday. This is Magellan saying bye-bye for now.